that a silly question or is that a silly question? We've wanted to fly since yesterday morning, and this morning is the morning we're going to do it. Good morning to you at 6:45 at 84 WHAS, your official Kentucky Derby Festival balloon race station. Our cast of thousands is assembled. I'm Jack Fox, and we're ready to bring you the great balloon race. And it looks like all the balloons are ready. The weather's going to cooperate this morning. So let's go to our crew that's assembled at the fairgrounds, the takeoff point. Milton Metz, I believe you're the first voice I heard out of the ether there. Good morning.
Cock-a-doodle-doo, Jack.
you read your cue card well, Milton. Is Wayne there with you, Milton? Is Wayne around, or is he over around the hair balloon?
And he told me he was going over to his balloon.
As a matter of fact, we're going to collect the material. I got everything now, even a cellular one telephone just in case.
All right.
And we're just about ready to go, Jack, so I'll be checking with you in a few minutes.
So you have a cellular telephone, so even if we do like we did last year, you won't have to go into somebody's garage and call us. You can call from where you are.
Right.
So you're in the Rhodes balloon this morning, aren't you, Doug?
I sure am. As a matter of fact, pilot Matt Whitaker is out of his mind. He's going to let me fly the balloon today.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I'm glad we warned Okolona again.
Well,
Does the pilot know about your record here? Now, I said Okolona.
To him.
Actually, Shelbyville, we better warn about you because you're always the one that goes kind of off course, aren't you?
You're not supposed to say that this morning, Jack. You see, I've been trying to tell Matt that I've been very successful in all these races and have had a wonderful time doing it, but he's not buying it after what you just said. So
Terry is cowered down in the basket. He was a little shaky at takeoff time last year, weren't you, Terry?
Yeah, I'm down in the bottom of the gondola right now, Jack. Scared to death.
Jack, really one of the most instrumental people in this has been the official meteorologist, our own laughing boy, Ken Schultz.
This is going to be a fantastic event. As I look out to the east, the sun is just coming up behind a cloud, and it is a beautiful sight. So I think it's going to be one fantastic day for us, and we'll certainly keep you posted.
We have all kinds of things, tricks up our sleeve, 15, 20 routes to use. So don't try and pry anything out of us because all the other guys are listening right now, Jack. But just watch for us right in the winner's circle. Go ahead and get the garland of roses ready.
We'll wait and see what transpires here with Terry Miners.
No, actually, we've got a real good crowd of people around here who seem to think that we're going to get this Rhodes balloon up and operating with me piloting it. Boy, are they in for a big surprise.
Hey, listen, you just landed last week from last year's race. Yeah, we know about you.
The signal is ready. The balloon meister, Mike Wade, has given the signal, and here comes the cannon. And that's the official start. The hair balloon will now be inflated, and 50 balloons will take off. Oh, it was wonderful.
You know, we're standing in 9 feet of grass, Jack, so we have a lot of beautiful people standing around and frogs jumping, and, you know, I saw an antelope run through here a minute ago, so we're kind of in the jungle on the fringe of the fairground.
As a matter of fact, we just cleared the ground, Jack. Here we go. Boy, what a pretty sight behind us. We're going up and got a nice cheer from the crowd, and folks are waving goodbye as we go up, 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 up.
And as I counted just a moment ago, there are about 20 balloons, maybe a little bit more at this moment, that are completely upright. Quarter paints and the planner's balloon and the Coke balloon and my John Condi. It is absolutely an exquisite sight to see.
What I want to tell you about these almost inflated all the hounds is that as though there were a bunch of sleeping giants on the grass, suddenly coming awake and standing aloft, and now these big balloons are being inflated, and it's a great sight.
Doug, you guys got everything all ready to go? You straining at the tether there?
I just blew off more propane than I have ever done in my entire life. Matt, what do you think? Are we going to win this bad boy or not?
Well, we're certainly going to go for it, but I know it's the hair balloon, and he's doing some strange things out there.
Chris Casey is in our chase vehicle. Chris, what do you got there for us? Whoops.
We've got a red light, or a blue light flashing in front of us. Police escort. We don't have to worry about stopping for intersections.
Right, we're off to see the wizard, the wonderful wizard of us.
Is it the ruby slippers? Is that your secret weapon now? We've been trying to figure it out here, Terry.
That's exactly right. I have ruby red slippers on now, and I'm to tap them right before we cross the big X and say there's no place like the winner's circle. There's no place like the winner's circle.
I bet it's going to work.
Balloons are just kind of popping up, you know? It's sort of like bubbles popping out of a bubble bath. Boop, boop.
You've given us a release shot.
Yes, you have the
All
release.
Right.
Okay, here we go.
The balloons look as though suspended like so many multicolored chandeliers.
Oh, they'll burn up.
It's unusual, and you don't get it out of your heart or your sight very soon.
We were so low a A couple of minutes ago, we were waving in the window at people asking for biscuits and bacon and things, and they were throwing them at us.
Is he drifting again? He does this every year.
He may wind up watching the St. Louis Cardinals play at home this afternoon if they don't get a hold of the wind here in a moment or two.
There's a big apartment complex below us right here, and there's a field just south of that. And we're going to try to put her down right there.
We're just taking breakfast orders here from everybody. I think Melton wants ham and eggs, and I'm sure that Wayne's going to want some coffee when it gets down. But we'll try and find a good location to get back with you in a couple of minutes, Jack.
And doggone it, we're turning to the left. We're turning away from the schoolyard.
Wait a minute.
Right on top of houses and television antennas.
I can't believe this. This is
you have been living right all year, McKellen, just for this.
I've been working for this place 6.5 years, and I've never even gotten close enough to spit at the target.
1, 2, 3, and there she goes, and let's see how we land here. Oh, baby.
Whoa! R.S. is almost, he almost nailed it. Whoa! He hit one of the streamers.
But, no, he's over in the parking lot. The throw took a left.
Douglas, did you get to throw your seed?
I'm bummed out, man.
Oh, no.
I'm bummed.
Again.
I'm really bummed.
Not again.
3 feet 5.
3 feet 5 inches from the Chevron balloon. Whoa! Bill Hampton of the Seminole balloon just dropped it on there. Listen.
2 feet 4.
He's coming right over the top of us, and he's going to just simply reach out and drop it right in the middle of the bam!
I don't remember a Derby Festival balloon race where so many bluegrass seeds bags dropped so close to the egg.
I do believe the steerability again this morning with your weatherman, what's his name, Ken Schultz, really helped us out. We're not going to, I guess, roast him too badly today.
I know he's going to breathe a lot easier.
Schultzy.
Yeah, Doug?
Where are you, Schultz?
We're in Bowling Green right now.
Come on. You can't be in Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Hey, I got news for you. Interstate 65 is lovely this time of year.
Ken?
Yes, Doug?
Are you sure you haven't been sampling the early times?
No.
Ken?
Yes, sir.
Good luck getting back, Bunky.
Listen, just leave a note for Perky.
I will do that, and thanks for calling in. Collect.
Hey, I'll tell you another thing. We can cover the balloon race down here in Nashville, June 20th.
Listen, you got the equipment. We can do it.
All right, buddy.
Thanks, Ken.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Staff meteorologist Ken Schultz, who may or may not be back to work tomorrow.
We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful wizard of Oz.